Welcome to the Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called Can Innovation Be Taught in Large Classes? Let's dive in. Picture this. You have 200 students in a lecture hall, and you want them to think like innovators, not passive note takers. The myth says innovation requires small, intimate classes where every student gets individual attention. But what if I told you that some of the most breakthrough thinking happens when simple structures unleash creativity at scale? Here's what I've discovered. Large classes actually mirror real-world innovation environments. They have resource constraints, time limits, and diverse perspectives. Innovation thrives on creative constraints, not unlimited freedom. When students can't rely on constant teacher feedback, they learn to be resourceful and collaborative. They start thinking like entrepreneurs who must navigate uncertainty with limited resources. The key is what I call the scaffolded experimentation framework. Research shows that structured freedom, clear boundaries with open-ended exploration, drives deeper learning than either rigid instruction or complete chaos. Instead of one big innovation project, we break innovation into micro-experiments, 5-minute ideation sessions, peer feedback loops, rapid prototyping. Students build innovation confidence through repeated, low-stakes practice rather than high-pressure individual projects. One simple tool I use is the 3-2-1 innovation protocol. Give students 3 minutes to generate ideas individually, 2 minutes to share with a partner, 1 minute to pitch their best hybrid idea. This works in any subject: math problem-solving approaches, historical what-if scenarios, scientific hypothesis generation. It scales to any class size and creates energy through movement and voice. Let me share a powerful example. Professor Sarah Chen teaches Biology 101 to 300 students. When tackling antibiotic resistance, her students work in rotating groups of 4, using smartphones to research and document ideas on shared digital boards. Each group builds on previous group's work. Innovation becomes cumulative, not individual. The final solutions often surpass what smaller, advanced classes produce because of diverse thinking and iteration. Here's the key insight: the structure did the heavy lifting, not the teacher's individual attention. This connects to constructivist learning theory. Students build knowledge through interaction and experience. When we create systems for students to learn from each other, we tap into collective intelligence that no single instructor could provide. Your Monday morning move is simple. Replace one traditional lecture segment with structured student interaction. Use the 3-2-1 protocol, or create breakout moments where students build on each other's thinking. Innovation isn't about having perfect conditions. It's about creating simple systems that let curiosity compound. When we teach students to innovate within constraints, we're preparing them for every future challenge. The classroom becomes a laboratory for the kind of collaborative creativity that changes the world. Scale isn't the enemy of innovation. It's the training ground for it. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. Join the conversation with other educators exploring innovation. Connect with me on YouTube, Facebook, or X at The Innovation Prof, and share how you're teaching innovation in your own classroom.